everyone. Welcome back to Piers Legion Park. Winner's bracket game. Nisswa and Buckman about to get underway. Hello, everyone. Rick Grammond with you here as the Nisswa Lightning will try and join their North Division counterpart, Fort Ripley Rebels, in the state tournament. Buckman will be the visitor, and here comes the shortstop, Lane Gertz, to lead off the ball game. Sobieski eliminated St. Stephen 3-2. And then it was Fort Ripley 21-0 in seven innings over Lastrup. Lane Gertz facing Nate DeShane right at 5 o'clock. And the pitch, we're underway. Strike 0-1. 81 degrees. And DeShane fought off by Gertz, 0-2. So the boys from the Legion baseball team have made the trek from Le Sueur to Piers, and now they're playing again. They lost 12-2 this morning in the State Division II third place game to Le Sueur. And now Lane Gertz leads off here against DeShane. Swing and a miss, he's out on strikes. DeShane starts with a strikeout. And now it's the catcher, Travis Call. Morgan Shepherd catching. Logan McElfresh at first base. Brett Jenkins at second. Jeremiah Pipcorn at short. Torrey Miller at third. Luke Schumer, Drew Boland, Tyler Whitworth for the Lightning. Here's Travis Call. Low ball one. Ben Bozer will be the pitcher for Buckman. He's now on deck. The wind up in the pitch. Fouled off. One ball, one strike. Mark Call batting cleanup, playing second. Noah Bozer will be in right field, batting fifth. Then Joe Call, first base. Zach Lanners, the DH for Lucas Oddie in left. High, 2-1. Sean Lanners will bat eighth and play third. Corrigan is the number nine hitting center fielder. Nate DeShane deals the 2-1 pitch. Fought off, out of play towards the entry into the ballpark. One hop into the pine trees at Kamnick Lane. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes as Call awaits, and DeShane delivers. Roller to third. Miller will charge. He's not going to get that. That's an infield hit. Miller playing deep, could not make the play, and Travis Call is aboard with a one-out infield single. And now the pitcher, Ben Bozer, to hit. Bozer will stand in against DeShane. Lefty. And the first pitch to Ben is high. Mark Call moves on deck for the Billy Goats. 7-1 winners over Avon yesterday. Nisswa 8-3 over Uppsala in the nightcap. Call dives back in as DeShane deals over that way. Another beautiful day here. As Bozer takes a pitch, lines it down the line to left. Base hit. Call will round and hold. Opposite field. Sharply hit. First and second for Buckman. Just inside the bag. Snuck a pass, Torrey Miller. Here's Mark Call.
Number 18, second baseman Mark Call.
Call belted a three-run homer yesterday for the Billy Goats. Also added a two-run single to drive in four runs. Two-run homer, two-run single. That's four. Back-to-back singles with one out. Mark goes after the first pitch, lifts it down the line and right. It'll tail foul into the Fort Ripley faithful. One strike. Bozer on deck. That's Noah. Older brother Ben just singled. Call playing second base and batting cleanup for this Billy Goat team. DeShane. Grounded foul past third. 0-2 to Mark Call. Travis Call, Ben Bozer on the bases here with base hits, infield and outfield hit. Mikel Fresh will play behind Ben Bozer. Here's the pitch to Mark in the dirt. Good stop by Morgan Shepherd. 1-2. Looks like Brett Jenkins will maybe be the closer of the two middle infielders, trying to hold Travis Call close. Now Pipcorn shades over. There's a swing and a miss. High fastball out on strikes. Two down. Couple strikeouts for Nate DeShane. Here's Noah Bozer. Morgan Shepherd catching. Lightning have gone with a deep blue jerseys, white pants, white letters trimmed in red today. Bozer listening in the air to left, right there, and making the catch is Schumer. That's all for Buckman. No runs, couple of hits, two left, half an inning. We'll meet the Lightning batting order after this.
Hey, Pioneer fans. Are you looking for a great gift idea? Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. We have Pioneer wear for athletes, students, and parents. From infant to adult sizes, we have it all. Our selection changes often. For a great gift idea, we are also able to personalize your garments. And don't forget that we are known for our custom screen printing and embroidery for work, business, athletic teams, or just for fun. Keep us in mind for those milestone birthdays and other social events at The Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing.
Managers play a vital role in baseball, and many people say baseball is a metaphor for life. Let Dustin Upgren with State Farm Insurance help you manage the risks of everyday life. When life throws you a curveball, State Farm Insurance and agent Dustin Upgren will step up to the plate for you. They offer a wide variety of services, including insurance, finances, and claims. Located in Cold Spring, see them online at DustinUpgren.com or call them at 320-685-3672. A proud supporter of amateur baseball, it's Dustin Upgren with State Farm Insurance.
Let me tell you who we are.
What do healthy choices look like at Piers Healy High?
Being part of a team and playing a sport for the name on the front of the jersey.
Giving back to others, volunteering to help when it's needed.
Earning respect through hard work and honesty.
Being in a school that believes we are pioneers, we are one.
Expressing my creative side through music, art, and theater.
Using my voice in a positive way to make a difference.
Support teams making healthy choices. Pioneers!
Funded by ONDCP.
Bottom of the first inning. We'll start with center fielder Drew Boland as the leadoff batter in this Lightning lineup, followed by left fielder Luke Schumer. Shortstop Jeremiah Pipcorn will bat third. Cleanup hitter today, Jason Repke, for first baseman Logan McElfresh. Pitcher Nate DeShane hits fifth. Then right fielder Tyler Whitwer. Morgan Shepherd, the catcher. Torrey Miller, the third baseman. And batting ninth, second baseman Brett Jenkins. Ben Bozer gets the starting nod here. Travis Call behind the plate. Joe Call at first. Mark Call at second. Lane Gertz at short. Sean Lenners at third. And the ball is hit in the air to right. Bozer back. Noah makes a catch. Back to the infield. Nice play. Bozer at about 330. Out there in deep right.
Now batting the left fielder, number 12, Luke Schumer.
Good to see Noah's a little more mobile today. He's been having a bad ankle sprain the last couple of weeks here. Able to get back on that ball, make a catch. And here's Luke Schumer. Left fielder, one out on one pitch for Bozer. High ball one. In the outfield for Buckman, it's Noah Bozer in right. Corey Egan in center. Lucas Oddie in left. Pop foul. I think that's going to drift to the third base side and get out of play. One ball, one strike. So three of these billy goats were playing down in Le Sueur this morning. Lane Gertz, Noah Bozer, Lucas Oddie. Matt Kummet, who's their draftee from the Brewers, also on that squad. For those guys, it's their fifth game now in about a day and a half, 2 days max. Started Friday morning. Schumer awaits. Just off the plate. 2-1 to Luke. Left-handed hitting left fielder for this Lightning squad. That one missed again. 3-1 now. Pipcourt on deck for Nisswa. One down on the fly to right by Boland. Pass ball roped to right. That ball is up. That ball is out of here. A home run. 1-0 Nisswa. Schumer blasts one out of here. And it's 1-0 Lightning. That brings up Jeremiah Pipcourt. That one didn't take long to get out of the park. So one out, one in.
Now that is shortstop, Jeremiah Pipcourt.
Pipcourt, Repke, and Deshane. The next three scheduled batters. Couple of well-hit balls, one of them deeper than the other that gets over the wall and right. Pipcourt, high chopper to Lanners, right at the bag, long throw, got him. Third to first, one out, or excuse me, two outs.
Now batting the designated hitter, number 31, Jason Repke.
Now Repke, who belted a three-run homer last night, will bat as the DH for first baseman Logan McElfresh. He goes after the first pitch, drives it to the gap in left center. And will he get up? No, it's a single, long single as Egan plays it back in. Nisswa going up there swinging. Here's Deshane, the first the pitcher. Two outs, man at first against Ben Bozer. Outside on a fastball from Ben. Tyler Whitweer is on deck. Sobieski has one today. Fort Ripley has a win. High for a ball. 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. Soft toss and Repke's back. Ben has pitched just to 16 and two-thirds innings this year. Deshane into left, base hit. Opposite field single for Nate. First and second brings up right fielder Tyler Whitweer.
Now batting right fielder, number 34, Tyler Whitweer.
So Whitweer will bat with two outs, two on. Solo homer by Luke Schumer, then back-to-back singles after the grounder to third by Pipcourt. Bozer looks in. And here is Ben's pitch. In for a strike, taken by right-handed hitting Tyler Whitweer. Knuckleball low to Tyler, right-handed hitter. Winner will play Fort Ripley next Saturday at 7 p.m. at Black Sox Park in Freeport. Fastball gets the corner call, 1-2. Loser of this game gets Sobieski. High fly, did he get enough? Back, 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 and looking up, it's out of here. A three-run homer, Tyler Whitweer.
Three-run home run for Tyler Whitweer.
Repke and Deshane score in front of him. And it's a 4-0 ball game.
Now batting, the catcher, number 41, Morgan Shepherd.
Now will hit. The ball is flying out of the park this weekend. Already two homers in this game. Bo Schmitz hit one for St. Stephen. Jake Kapan hit one out for Sobieski. There were three Fort Ripley home runs. Shepard towers a fly ball to Joe Call. First baseman into foul territory. Inning over. Schumer and Whitwear go deep. It adds up to a four-run inning, and the Lightning take a 4-0 lead over Buckman into the second.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
Let me tell you who we are.
What do healthy choices look like at Piers Healy High?
Being part of a team and playing a sport for the name on the front of the jersey.
Giving back to others, volunteering to help when it's needed.
Earning respect through hard work and honesty.
Being in a school that believes we are pioneers, we are one.
Expressing my creative side through music, art, and theater.
Using my voice in a positive way to make a difference.
Support teams making healthy choices. Pioneers!
Funded by ONDCP.
Coming up August 6th at the Red Rooster in Genola, it's the 5th annual Red Rooster Summer Bash. The meat raffle starts at 2 p.m. as usual, and there's also a beanbag toss tournament. It's double elimination, $10 per person, two-person teams, with cash prizes for the top three teams. There will also be DJ music from 4 until 9 p.m. by Austin Goodtime Entertainment, and the Gregory James Band takes the stage from 9 to 1. And they'll also have an outside bar. That's Saturday, August 6th, the 5th annual Red Rooster Summer Bash. And don't forget, bring in your Region 8C program and get 2-for-1s on your first drink.
Welcome back to Piers, 4-0 in favor of Nisswa. Leading off for the Billy Goats. And Call sends one into right. Joe Call with a single on a 1-0 pitch. Third hit off Nate DeShane. And that'll bring up Zach Lanners, the DH for Lucas Oddi.
Now batting, number 24, the designated hitter, Zach Lanners.
Couple of hits in the first from Travis Call, Ben Bozer. Now a leadoff single by Joe Call. First pitch to Zach Lanners, ball one, Sean Lanners on deck. Top of two. Strike at the knees, delivered by Nate DeShane, one ball, one strike. DeShane fanned two in the first. From the set, the righty. Plants one on the inside corner. Strike two is called. DeShane against Ben Bozer, the pitching matchup here. Ooh, swing and a miss. Wicked swing, but empty comes Lanners, and there's one gone on the third strikeout for DeShane. Now here's Sean Lanners.
Now batting, third baseman, number 33, Sean Lanners.
Playing third, batting eighth for the Goats. 11-2 regular season record for both of these teams. Outside to Sean. Corey Egan's on deck. Joe Call at first, held by Logan McKelfresh. Ground ball towards second. Whitwear shovels to Pipcorn to first. They got the two. 4-6-3, inning over. Nicely turned by the Lightning, middle infield. No runs, one hit, nobody left. Bottom of the second. Coming up, Nisswa 4, Buckman nothing on You Are There Sports.
The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities, from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls, and experience the same challenges that you do. So, they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying, go Pioneers.
Great new changes are happening with Verizon. We want you to know about it. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer. Verizon has new plans for you with more data and more features. Now you can get carryover data, which allows you to carry over any unused data for 1 month. Plus, when you're on the XL plans or larger, use your minutes, texts, and data in Mexico and Canada for no additional charge. Stop in today and talk to us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Activation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees may apply.
If you're looking for a great place to stop for one fast one or to spend an evening, keep the Silver Bullet Bar in Genola in mind. Pool and darts are available for the gamers. All your favorite cold beverages, whether it's bottled, on tap, or mixed drinks or shots. And if you're hungry, the Silver Bullet Bar has daily food specials with Tuesdays set aside for pizza night. And Thursdays, it's wings. So stop on by to the Silver Bullet Bar in Genoa.
Torrey Miller lines a single to center to begin the second inning on the first pitch. And it brings up second baseman Brett Jenkins. Four of the first eight men have gone after the first pitch against Ben Bozer. Jenkins takes ball one upstairs. 4-0, Nisswa, bottom of the second, has begun with a Torrey Miller single to center. There's ball two taken by Brett. It's a fifth hit already for Nisswa. Two of them have left the yard. Schumer and Whitwear. Back to Bozer, to Gertz, to Call, and there's a double play. 1-6-3. And that takes care of the leadoff single off the bat of Miller. And it brings up the center fielder, Drew Boland. Boland flew out to deep right field where Noah Bozer made the running catch. So a couple of double plays here speed up the game. Good curveball from Ben in for a strike, 0-1. Nisswa made it to Labor Day weekend last year, losing to eventual state champion Plato. One ball, one strike. Boland took that one low. That was in that rain-delayed game in Watkins last year. Knuckleball rolled in front of home. There's Bozer, and he's on to first, and that's all for Nisswa. No runs, a hit, nobody left. Two innings done already. 4-0, Lightning.
Got that hungry feeling? Need a place to spend a night out with friends? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Patrick's Bar and Grill in Piers is the place. They feature a delicious menu. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Daily lunch specials, bologna days on Thursdays, pizza, wings, and great drink specials during sporting events. Patrick's also has cash drawings each Friday and Saturday night. Golfers, softball players, bowlers, everybody's welcome. Stop in today to Patrick's Bar and Grill on Main Street in Piers. The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers. It's baseball season, and when it comes to getting a good night's sleep, don't swing and miss. You need to make a visit to Cloud 9 Mattress Superstore in Waite Park. Once there, you'll run into a stress-free, no-pressure shopping environment. You may have shopped at a big box store previously. Don't make the same error twice. They have over 20 years in the mattress industry and are one of Central Minnesota's favorite mattress stores. They're located in the Riverwood Mall, just 1.5 miles west of Crossroads Mall on Division Street, just past the Parkwood Theater and next to Anton's. So when you're ready to hit the hay and catch some Z's, remember Cloud 9 Mattress Superstore in Wade Park.
Corey Egan leading off against Nate DeShane, and he's out on 3 pitches, 3 swings. Boy, this game flying. 4 strikeouts already for DeShane, and it turns over the order to the top. Shortstop Lane Gertz. Struck out leading off the ball game. 26 pitches for DeShane through 9 batters. No runs, 3 hits. In for a strike. There's DeShane's big curveball. Maybe one of the best curveballs in the Victory League from Nate DeShane. Ground ball to third. This will be Miller. Across in time to McElfresh. 2 outs. Now the catcher, Travis Call, infield single in the first, stranded at second. Nisswa 4, Buckman nothing, all 4 in the bottom of the first for the Lightning. Call takes inside, ball 1. 2 quick outs here for Nate DeShane. Little looper to short. Pipcorn comes in, 2 steps, gloves it. Inning's over already. Bottom of the third coming up. Nisswa leading this ball game 4-0.
Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout. As an Ameriprise Financial advisor, Drew Boland remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. He's ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. Call Drew Boland today at 218-829-4131. Office is located at Baxter, Aiken, and Pequot Lakes, Minnesota. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Horizon Health is proud of the compassion and support our volunteers and employees provide to our Morrison County friends and neighbors every day. From simple chore services to home care services to independent senior housing to assisted living, Horizon Health is here to help you remain living in your community with the comfort, care, and independence you want and deserve. Call us at 800-224-6451 for more information on all our programs and services.
If you've never heard the Fabulous Armadillos in concert, your chance is coming soon, and are you ever in for a treat? In conjunction with Upsala Heritage Days, the Upsala Ballpark Association brings you the Fabulous Armadillos on Friday, August 19th, starting at 8:30 p.m. at the Upsala Rec Building. The admission price is just $10, and all proceeds go to the upgrading and maintenance of the ball fields in Upsala. See the Fabulous Armadillos in concert in Upsala on August 19th at 8:30. Brought to you by the Upsala Ballpark Association.
Luke Schumer leads off the bottom of the third against Ben Bozer. Nisswa 4, Buckman nothing. Schumer watches strike on the inside corner. 2 balls and a strike. Schumer homered in the first. Solo shot to right. Here's a windup in the Ben Bozer offering low. 3-1. Jeremiah Pipcorn and Jason Repke due up. We're already in the bottom of the third here in Legion Park in Pierce. Ball 4, a little bit low. Leadoff walk. And that'll bring up the shortstop, Jeremiah Pipcorn. Grounded out to Lanners at third base, his first time up.
Number 11, Jeremiah Pipcorn.
First walk for Bozer. He's now thrown 28 pitches. So one on, nobody out for this Nisswa Lightning team, the reigning Region 8 champions. In the dirt, Travis Call able to stop that one. 1 ball. Schumer held over there at first base by Joe Call. Up and in, ball two. Repke on deck. Soft toss, Schumer dances back. Schumer walked to start this inning. Ben Bozer ready. Here's the pitch to Pipcorn. Fly ball, well hit, left field. That ball is at the wall and out of here. And it's a 6-0 lead for Nisswa. Schumer scores. And Pipcorn makes it a 6-0 lead.
The designated hitter, number 31, Jason Repke.
Here's Repke now. Single to left. Scored on the Whitwear home run. Got him to chase, swing and a miss by Rep. That pitch just missed inside from Boulder to Repke, 1-1 with the pitcher DeShane now on deck. Pop up right side, Call should have it, Marker Joe. Repke becomes out number one, and now it's the pitcher, DeShane. Nate singled and scored on the Whitwear home run. Fouled off the end of the bat, one strike. The 0-1 fastball laced foul. Two strikes now to DeShane. Whitwear on deck. Low from Ben Bozer. 1-2. Ben up at Bemidji State. He'll be a senior up there for the Beavers. His younger brother Noah will join him this fall. Inside for ball two. Blast to right. Bulger, though, coming over. Noah can't make the catch. DeShane will motor to second. It'll be a one-out double for DeShane.
Now batting the right fielder, Tyler Whitwear.
Whitwear, a three-run homer in the first. Ben Bozer ready. Takes a couple of peeks to DeShane. Ground ball topped, foul. One strike to Tyler Whitwear. We'll have Avon and Upsala to wrap up the weekend. Call smothers a pitch in the dirt. DeShane with his lead. Here's the pitch. Little sidearm delivery, and it's hooked foul off the bat of Whitwear. 1-2. Tyler playing right field, right-handed hitter. He kind of flies under the radar on this powerful team. Ground ball. DeShane will try and advance. Gertz up with it. The shortstop throws out Whitwer for the second out. Chancy play for DeShane, but it was not a hard hit ground ball. And DeShane able to advance.
Morgan Shepherd.
Two outs, runner at third for catcher Morgan Shepherd. Bottom of the third. This one in front of Buckman here, 6-0 in a winner's bracket ball game. Shepherd to the lefty. Ground ball right side. Joe Call over to Ben Bozer. There's the end of the inning. Two more on the board on the Pipcorn home run. After three, it's now Nisswa 6, Buckman 0, top of the fourth coming up.
The Victory League has provided me with many amazing memories, just as I'm sure your home has provided for your family. When it comes time to look for a new home, you can rely on me to ensure the process is handled with Victory League dedication. Contact me for all your real estate needs, Neil Tyson, Weicker Realtors Tower Properties, 320-266-4616.
Premium Concrete, based in Pierce, is a small yet resourceful concrete company providing residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. Established in 2011, their growing concrete company has quickly earned a reputation for timeliness, reliability, and an eye for detail. Co-owners and operators Matt Seppelt and Chris Young work with 20-plus years of combined experience in the concrete industry. Their full-service concrete company provides services ranging from concrete removal to floating slabs and everything in between. As a small concrete company, they're able to more easily monitor quality control throughout all aspects of their business, products used, safety, employees, and customer service. Their small-town basis lends itself to more personalized services, while their numerous years of concrete experience lends itself to time efficiency and the highest level of work. Contact them for your next concrete project. At Premium Concrete, they pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Chris or Matt. Chris's number is 320-292-9635 or Matt's number 320-293-2893.
Nate DeShane ready to pitch in the top of the fourth inning against Ben Bozer, Mark Call, and Noah Bozer. Nisswa in front of Buckman, 6-0 through three complete. Buckman's got the bullpen going. Bozer has a base hit to left, and DeShane delivers strike one on his 31st pitch. Four strikeouts, no walks, no runs, three hits. Quick game so far. High and outside, one ball, one strike. The muscle of Nisswa showing up today. Three home runs. Fouled away by Ben Bozer, 2-2. Or is it 2-1? Broken bat, one hopper to DeShane, one out. Boy, you could hear the splinter.
Not bad. Second baseman, Mark Call.
Here's Mark Call now, struck out in the first. A four-run first and a two-run third for Nisswa. Mark pops one up foul, first base. Shepherd dives. Did he make that play? He did. That might be the play of the game, or I should say of the tournament so far defensively. What a catch by Morgan Shepherd. Head first dive towards the on-deck circle. And Call becomes the second out.
The right fielder, Noah Bozer.
That was a heck of a catch. He was going after that right. It was not a high pop-up, and Morg immediately picked up the flight of the ball, and that's not the easiest thing to do, as a first pitch curveball to Noah Bozer is a strike. In the air to right, Whitwer, he makes a running catch, and that's all. Boy. Another quick half inning here. Eight pitches for DeShane. Bottom of the fourth coming up. Nisswa 6, Buckman 0.
Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. As an Ameriprise Financial advisor, Luke Schumer is ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. Call Luke Schumer today at 218-829-4131. Office is located at Baxter, Aiken, and Pequot Lakes, Minnesota. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC. Kenco Drywall in Pierce says good luck to the Pierce Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenco Drywall in Pierce says, go Pioneers!
Bottom of the fourth coming up, Nisswa 6, Buckman 0. Torrey Miller, Brett Jenkins, and Drew Boland scheduled a hit here for Nisswa. Miller singled in the second, was erased on a Brett Jenkins double play ball. Six runs, seven hits for the Lightning. No runs, three hits for the Billy Goats. Here's the first pitch, and it's outside from Ben Bozer, ball one. Ben's 46th pitch. No strikeouts, a walk, three home runs allowed. Line to center, another leadoff single for Miller. Two for two. And it'll bring up the second baseman, Brett Jenkins. Hit into a double play, back to the pitcher in the second. Eight Nisswa hits. Decent lead at first by Miller. Hands on his knees as he watches Bozer. There's a ground ball in the hole to short. Gertz will field. Long throw by Lane, and he got, no, off the bag. Infield hit for Jenkins. And it is first and second for Drew Boland. Boland has flown out to deep right and hit back to the pitcher. Nine Nisswa hits. Joe Call will play behind the runner Jenkins at first base. Miller leads at second. Down and in. Good stop by Travis Call. One ball, no strikes. Both these teams, very good regular seasons with 11 wins apiece. 11-2 for both teams. Neither one, though, won their regular season division. Nisswa won their playoff title. Buckman finished runner-up to Lastra, both in the regular and playoffs. 2-0 now to Boland. Low for a 3-0 count with Schumer on deck. This one could get away from Buckman in a hurry now. 6-0 already. Nobody out, two on, and the meat of the order. I'm not sure. You point 1-9, you're looking at meat of the order. High ball four, we'll load it up. Four-pitch walk brings Schumer up. Schumer's already homered and walked and scored twice.
Not bad. Left fielder, Luke Schumer.
Bullpen is quiet. Right now, there was activity earlier for the Goats. Bozer needs a ground ball here. Maybe a pop-up, something. Schumer waves at a knuckleball, 0-1. Luke's had an interesting last month or so. He went down to Orlando, to Vegas, working at collegiate or pro developmental league basketball camps. Got hired out of that as he swings and misses again. As Luke continues his trek towards the big time basketball officiating gig. I think he got hired, I think, by the Summit League, Patriot League. Kind of a low-tier D1, but, boy, you got to start somewhere. And Luke certainly one of the better high school officials I saw. You run into him and... One ball, two strikes now. Bozer in a pickle here. Swing and a miss. He got him to chase that same pitch. I think he threw him four knuckleballs. Ben picks up his first strikeout. There's one down, and here's Pipcorn, the shortstop. Lofted a home run to left last time, up a moonshot home run. He's also grounded to third, one for two. Home run, two RBIs, and a run for Pipcorn. Nisswa 6, Buckman nothing. One out now in the bottom of the fourth inning. Runners at every base. Miller, Jenkins, Boland. Ground ball in the hole, short. Gertz will knock it down, go to second. They get an out there. A run scores, though. Fielder's choice RBI for Pipcorn. Nice play by young Lane Gertz. Forcing Boland out, scoring Miller. First and third for Repke now. It's a 7-0 lead for the Lightning. Repke has singled and popped to first. Comes inside to Rep. A two-time Region 8 MVP with both the Brainerd Braves, the now-defunct Braves, and the Nisswa Lightning. In the dirt, Travis spins around on a knee, couldn't find it. It's a strike, they say. Repke offered 1-1. That got a piece of the umpire at home, I think. He's kind of feeling that one. Repke for the Brainerd Braves in 09. MVP, and then 2 years ago in 2014. Both times he was an MVP on a region runner-up team. In 09, Brainerd ran runner-up to Fort Ripley, and in 2014, Nisswa runner-up to Lastrup. That was when it was in Uppsala. Bozer, that was almost a balk. Ben was going to go into the windup and then realize... Roll to pass, Bozer, Gertz charges, throws, and Lane Gertz with the play. There's the end of the inning. Nice play by Lane. He's had a couple of gems here in the field. A run scores on a ground out. And after four, it's now Nisswa in front of Buckman, 7-0.
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers over the past 10 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you.
We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street Pierce.
The 10 Spot Bar and Lounge in Royalton is the perfect spot to stop morning, noon, or night. The 10 Spot serves a delicious breakfast Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Try one of their famous 10 Spot Bloody Marys, homemade pizza, a great short order menu, and 10 Spot features daily food and drink specials as well. The 10 Spot Bar, located right on Highway 10 in Royalton, is a proud supporter of the Victory League, and you are their sports.
Joe Call sends the first pitch to right fielder Tyler Whitwer, and there's one out in the fifth. Joe a single and now a lineout. Just 39 pitches. And Zach Lanners will now bat. for Zach, a second inning strikeout. He is the DH for left fielder Lucas Oddie. First pitch misses downstairs for a ball. DeShane, no runs, three hits. Here's the windup. Pop foul out of play. 1-1 for Zach Lanners out of Royalton High School. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul. Good cut. 1-2. Broken bat, grounded to second. Jenkins will throw him out. Two away.
Now batting, third base with Sean Lander.
So here is the third baseman, Sean Lander, hit into a double play to end the second, 4-6-3. And DeShane starts with a strike, 0-1. Fastball laced to left center, down for a hit. Over to cut it off is the left fielder, Schumer. A two-out opposite field single brings up Buckman center fielder, Corey Egan. 7-0 Nisswa, two outs, top of the fifth. So Egan 0-for-1 with a strikeout. That was leading off the third. He gets brushed back inside. Ball one. Four strikeouts, no walks for DeShane. In for a strike. There's the big curveball. First baseman Logan McElfresh, a redshirt sophomore at the University of Minnesota, where he hopes to punt for the Gophers this fall. Out of Brainerd. Strike called, 1-2. Top of the order, Gertz on deck. Here's the two-strike pitch to Egan. Popped up behind first. This is going to be a tough play. It's a foul ball. Neither McElfresh or Whitweir could get to it, and it dropped harmlessly. One ball, two strikes. Looks like Upsala and Avon are stirring out in the adjacent fields. Looks like Avon is in the JV field, and across the street, Upsala taking their batting practice. This is the top of the fifth inning. Two outs. Runner first is Sean Lanners. He laced an opposite field single. Now the 1-2 pitch to Egan. Reached for it, looped it, shallow center, but caught by Jenkins in the grass. Little pop up, and that's all for Buckman. No runs, a hit. Lanners stranded. Bottom of the fifth coming up. It's Nisswa 7, Buckman nothing on You Are There Sports.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department and You Are There Sports.
Need a new TV? Then check out our sizzling summer sale going on now at Design Electronics Radio Shack. Hi, this is Steve. We have hot prices on all of the current models, plus we're blowing out last year's models. Not only do we have a full line of LG TVs and accessories, we are also the place to go for professional delivery and custom installation of not only your TV, but also speakers, sound systems, and more. Why go through the headache of trying to hang your TV and run the wires yourself when we can take care of all of that for you? Check out all we have to offer at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local LG TV retailer in Little Falls.
When you're hungry in the Piers area, be sure to stop at the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers. The Brickyard has a delicious full menu available every day, but also great specials throughout the week. On Tuesdays, it's Taco Tuesday, $1 for soft or hard shell, or $2 for deep fried. On Wednesdays, a one-topping pizza is just $5. Thursday's special is all-you-can-eat spaghetti or just wing it. scrumptious wings with 8 amazing sauces to choose from. And Fridays, it's all-you-can-eat roasted chicken with mashed potato and coleslaw for $7.95, or ribs with a choice of potato and salad for $10.95, or do both chicken and ribs for $12.95. And with warmer temperatures, the Brickyard's patio is open. The Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
We are back, and we are in the bottom of the fifth, a leadoff pop-out by DeShane on the first pitch. We have seen a lot of first pitch swings and outs here. Tyler Whitwer swings and misses, 0-1. In the dirt now, it's 1-1. Nisswa leading Buckman 7-0, one out in the bottom of the fifth inning. Whitwer has homered with two aboard and grounded out, and he swings through that pitch, 1-2. Morgan Shepherd is on deck. 7 runs, 9 hits for Nisswa. No runs, 4 hits for Buckman. Knuckleball got him inside, about on the belt. And that'll send Whitwer to first, and it brings up the catcher, Morgan Shepherd. A pop to first and a ground out to first.
Catcher, Morgan Shepherd.
For Ben Bozer now, through 4 1/3, he has a strikeout, 2 walks, that's a hit by pitch. Nisswa's belted. 3 homers. Shepherd watches one on the edge. Strike called. 2 in the first of them. A solo for Luke Schumer, a 3-run homer for Whitwer, and a 2-run homer in the third by Pipcorn. 1 strike to Morgan Shepherd. In the dirt. Smothered there by Travis Call. Controls the rebound. After Shepherd, it's Miller. Torrey Miller. Bozer readies and turns and tosses over to first. And Whitwer 2 steps back to the bag. Noah Bozer in right field, Corey Egan in center, Lucas Adi in left for the Billy Goats. Fastball burns in for a strike. It goes to 1-2 now to Morgan Shepherd. Camouflage, red and blue jerseys, goats in white across the chest, white pants. Buckman uniform of the day. The 1-2 pitch in the dirt gets by Travis. Whitwer motored to second on the wild pitch. And the count goes to 2-2. There wasn't any drama in our second game. That was 21-0 Fort Ripley over Lastrup. A lot of drama in the opener, though, when Sobieski beat St. Stephen 3-2 on Jake Kapan's 2-out, 2-run homer in the eighth. It eliminated the Steves, and it sends Sobieski to Freeport. Bowls are ready. Here's the pitch to Shepherd. Popped him up behind shortstop. This will be Lane Gertz. Right there, he's got it. 2 down. Pop-ups to second and short here in the inning. And here's Torrey Miller, who has singled sharply twice. Nothing cheap about either hit for Miller. He has scored a run. Came home on a Jeremiah Pipcorn groundout in the fourth inning. 2 for 2. Both of his hits were leadoff singles in the innings, a second and fourth inning leadoff hit. He bats with 2 outs and a man at second here in the fifth. Ben Bozer in the dirt. And boy, Travis getting a workout here as Ben tries to keep this Nisswa team out. He's not going to throw many fastballs. He knows this is a dead fastball hitting team. So Ben trying to mix things up as best he can. And that's putting some pressure on his catcher, Travis Call. But Travis, pretty good kid behind the plate. 1-0 pitch. He changes arm angles there and misses low, 2-0. Brett Jenkins on deck as Nisswa has a 7-0 lead, bottom of the fifth. The 2-0 pitch to Miller. Low, backhanded by Call, 3-0. Winner gets Fort Ripley next Saturday. 1, 4, and 7 o'clock games next Saturday in Freeport. And the windup. In for a strike on the 3-0 pitch. 3-1 to Miller. Throw down to second. Back is the runner. That's Tyler Whitwer. Three and one to Miller, batting eighth, playing third base. Strike two at the knees. Full count now to Miller. Due up in the sixth, Gertz, Call, and Bozer for the Billy Goats, top of their order. 3-2 to Miller. Grounded towards third, but foul. Coming into this inning, 60 pitches for Ben. DeShane led off, popping to Mark Call. Then Whitwer hit by a pitch. Then Morgan Shepherd popped to short. A wild pitch moved Whitwer up to second base. And now the count still riding full here to Torrey Miller. Ball four, he missed outside. Just missed with a fastball. First and second for second baseman Brett Jenkins. He is singled and hit into a double play. Top of the order, and Drew Boland on deck. Curveball swing and a miss to Brett Jenkins with two outs in the bottom of the fifth for number 55. No Aaron Jenkins again today. Aaron's up in Alaska again. Didn't catch the red eye overnight. And that got away from Call. It went behind Brett Jenkins. And it's second and third. A wild pitch there as well. One ball, one strike. On the Friday of the 4th of July weekend, I was up there when Fort Ripley and Nisswa squared up talking with Aaron, and we were just watching the Lightning take batting practice, and Aaron's the older brother of Brett. But Aaron would say, look how big Brett is. Brett's been spending some time in the workout room. He's really bulked up. One ball, one strike. Second and third now. Here's the pitch. Backhanded by Travis Call. Two balls, one a strike. That ball worked away from home and through the left-hand hitter batter's box. Line foul. It takes the count to two balls, two strikes to Brett Jenkins. We're an hour and a minute in with two outs in the fifth. Here's the pitch. High, full count. Nisswa in front, 7-0 here. Here's the full count pitch to Brett. Swing and a miss, struck him out, inning over. Good work by Bozer to get out of trouble. No runs, no hits. Two left after five. Nisswa 7, Buckman nothing.
When you're hungry in the Piers area, be sure to stop at the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers. The Brickyard has a delicious full menu available every day, but also great specials throughout the week. On Tuesdays, it's Taco Tuesday. $1 for soft or hard shell, or $2 for deep fried. On Wednesdays, a one-topping pizza is just $5. Thursday's special is all-you-can-eat spaghetti or just wing it. Scrumptious wings with 8 amazing sauces to choose from. And Fridays, it's all-you-can-eat roasted chicken with mashed potato and coleslaw for $7.95, or ribs with a choice of potato and salad for $10.95, or do both chicken and ribs for $12.95. And with warmer temperatures, the Brickyard's patio is open. The Brickyard on Main Street in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Are you considering selling your home this year? If so, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771. Let me guide you through the process from putting your home on the market to closing the deal. For all your real estate needs, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Lane Gert stands in, and the bottom of this, our top of the sixth, starts with a called strike. Nisswa 7, Buckman 0. Swing and a miss, quickly 0-2. Lane has struck out, and he has grounded to Torrey Miller at third, 0-2. I think that is Zach Lanners down in the pen warming up. Fisted that way, but out of play. 53 pitches for Deshane. No runs, 4 hits, 4 strikeouts, and no walks. Travis Call and Ben Bozer scheduled to hit here in the sixth. Ground ball to Miller, 2 hopper. Miller in time, 1 out. Throws out Gertz across the diamond. And that brings up Buckman catcher Travis Call. Travis has an infield hit and a pop up to Pipcorn at short. 7 runs, 9 hits for the Lightning. No runs, 4 hits for Buckman. 1 away, top of the sixth. Travis takes a Deshane fastball right on the inner half for strike 1. Deshane working quickly. Someone missed a little high. 1 ball, 1 strike. That one's low, 2-1. McElfresh and Jenkins on the right side. Pipcorn and Miller on the left side. Low for ball 3. Ben Bozer is on deck. Buckman has left 2 men on. Chopper left side. Miller knocks it down. He'll have to hurry now, and he had enough on it. Miller, good recovery for the throwout. 2 away. Fine play by Torrey Miller. Bozer. Buckman has left 3 men on base, I should say. 2 in the first, 1 in the fifth. Bozer now with a single in the first, a comebacker to Deshane leading off the fourth. Inside corner is a called strike. Bottom of the sixth, it'll be the top of the Nisswa order due up. The 0-1. In the air to left, Schumer going back. And makes the catch. That's all. Opposite field in the air, and Schumer hauls it in. 3 up, 3 down. Bolin to lead off the bottom half. It's Nisswa up on Buckman. It's 7-0.
Hey, Pioneer fans. Are you looking for a great gift idea? Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. We have Pioneer wear for athletes, students, and parents. From infant to adult sizes, we have it all. Our selection changes often. For a great gift idea, we are also able to personalize your garments. And don't forget that we are known for our custom screen printing and embroidery for work, business, athletic teams, or just for fun. Keep us in mind for those milestone birthdays and other social events at The Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing.
Managers play a vital role in baseball, and many people say baseball is a metaphor for life. Let Dustin Upgren with State Farm Insurance help you manage the risks of everyday life. When life throws you a curveball, State Farm Insurance and agent Dustin Upgren will step up to the plate for you. They offer a wide variety of services, including insurance, finances, and claims. Located in Cold Spring, see them online at DustinUpgren.com or call them at 320-685-3672. A proud supporter of amateur baseball, it's Dustin Upgren with State Farm Insurance.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Nisswa in front of Buckman. It's 7-0, and Ben Bozer will face Drew Bolin to lead off the inning. Bolin has walked, hit back to the pitcher, and flown to right. 7 runs, 9 hits for Nisswa. No runs, 4 Buckman hits. Bolin, Schumer, Pipcorn. So here we go with the bottom of the sixth. Ben Bozer, 2 strikeouts, 3 walks, a hit batter. And that hit Drew in the foot. Leadoff man reaches, brings up left fielder Luke Schumer. Home run in the first, a walk in the third, a strikeout in the fourth. He scored two, driven in one. Nisswa 7, Buckman nothing. Leadoff man on in the bottom of the sixth inning. Schumer hit a line drive homer to right in the first. And Boser starts him with a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Boser readies. Nice breaking ball by Ben. Strike two is called to Luke Schumer. Upsala at Avon. Coming up next, the 0-2 delivery. Swing and a miss. Got him. Second time Schumer has struck out against Boser, and there's one away for Jeremiah Pipcorn, the Nisswa shortstop. 1-for-3 with a two-run homer and a run-scoring groundout. Three driven in today for Pip. Boland at first with one out in a 7-0 Nisswa lead in the bottom of the sixth inning. Throw to first, Boland's back. Looks like Upsala's wrapping up their batting practice. Avon will be finishing up pretty soon as well. Pipcorn watches that one break low in front of home for a 1-0 count now to Jeremiah Pipcorn. In on the hands, and he hooks it foul through third base coaching box where Paul Jenkins is situated. 1-1 now to Pipcorn. Repke is on deck. Nisswa got swept by Fort Ripley in the regular season, but then turned around and swept the Rebels in the playoffs. They put a shift on Mark Call playing behind second. As Pipcorn watches low, 2-1. Two-one pitch with Boland a short lead. Pipcorn turns on one and sends it down the line, a screaming line drive, foul. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes to Jeremiah Pipcorn, the slugging shortstop. I think he made it to Double A with the Cincinnati Reds organization out of Sauk Rapids. Another foul ball into the corner left field. Pretty much a dead pull hitter is Pipcorn. I think Jeremiah is a pretty big fisherman, too, because when I was up in Nisswa, he was discussing, I forget who he was talking to, but they were talking about different baits and rigs, and always interesting to hear guys talk about their interests away from the ballpark. Two balls, two strikes. In the dirt. Full count. Boland at first, one out. Repke on deck, Pipcorn at the plate. Boser takes a peek back over his shoulder and delivers the full count pitch in the air to left. Deep, Adi in the corner, it got foul. Kept curving and no chance for Lucas at the flagpole. So it stays a full count to Jeremiah Pipcorn. A 7-0 Nisswa lead in the bottom of the sixth inning here against the Buckman Billy Goats. There goes Boland. In the dirt, got by Travis. Boland's going to go all the way to third. Call's throw not in time. Pipcorn will walk. A wild pitch sends Boland first to third. And there were men at the corners for Repke.
Now that is the designated hitter, Jason Repke.
Buckman playing for a chance to go to state here. They have not been to state since the 05 season when they finished runner-up to eventual state champion Holdingford. As Paul Oldakowski comes out to visit. Repke has singled, popped to first, grounded to short in this one. The state tournament is in Hutchinson, Dassel with a third alternate site in Litchfield. And Hutchinson was the site where that 05 Holding Ford team captured the Class C state championship. Here's Repke now preparing to face Ben Bozer. Popped up, first base, foul territory, call racing over, and it drops just near that doorway gate coming near the first base dugout. Nobody could get to it as both Joe Call, Travis Call, and the pitcher Ben Bozer raced towards the ball, but out of their range. 0-1. Pipcorn at first, Boland at third. We're already to that point. If Repke gets a hold of one here, Nisswa needs three outs to end this ball game. It would put it to a 10-run lead for the Lightning. Right now it's 7. With two on, one out. And Repke's certainly capable. The one strike pitch rolled up the line to third. He got on top of that ball and topped it softly to third. 0-2 to Repke. Played at Southwest State in Marshall. Two-strike pitch. He bats for Logan McKelfrish as the DH here. Hit a three-run homer yesterday. Leaves a pitch low from Bozer. One ball, two strikes. Boland hit by a pitch. Pipcorn walked. Deshane now on deck. The 1-2 offering in the dirt and low. Well, that would make sense if it's in the dirt. It would be low. 2-2. Got him to chase. Big roundhouse curve, and Repke strikes out swinging. Two outs. Brings up the pitcher, Nate Deshane. Single, double, pop-up. Run scored. Doubled off the glove of Bozer in right center in the third inning. Left-handed hitter for Deshane, awaiting the Bozer pitch. Nate strokes one to right. That'll be down. It's going to bring home a run. Pipcorn is around second, and Deshane has made it 8-0. And Pipcorn goes around second and into third easily. Deshane picks up his third hit. And it brings up right fielder Tyler Whitwer. So a two-out RBI single. Whitwer cashed in with a three-run homer in the first to make it 4-0, hit by a pitch last time up. Bozer, did he get the call? No, he didn't. Little bit outside, 1-0. So a three-hit day for Nate Deshane. Big swing and a miss. Deshane plays at Morningside College. He was a first-team all-conference there, the All-Great Plains Athletic Conference. Swing and a miss there by Tyler. 1-2. Shepard due up next. It's an 8-0 Lightning lead here in the sixth inning. The 1-2 pitch. Rope foul. Out of play. That hit by Deshane was Nisswa's 10th. We will be back here next year. The Piers Legion Park was awarded in the 2017 opening weekend. Whitwer gets hit on a breaking ball. Loaded up. And that's going to end it for Ben Bozer's. Paul Oldakowski's making his second visit of the inning to the mound. So a pitching change here. Bases loaded for Morgan Shepherd. And I think it's going to be third baseman Sean Lanners coming in to throw. So we'll tell you the changes when we come back. 8-0 Nisswa in the sixth.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
Let me tell you who we are.
What do healthy choices look like at Piers Healy High?
Being part of a team and playing a sport for the name on the front of the jersey.
Giving back to others, volunteering to help when it's needed.
Earning respect through hard work and honesty.
Being in a school that believes we are pioneers, we are one.
Expressing my creative side through music, art, and theater.
Using my voice in a positive way to make a difference.
Support teams making healthy choices. Pioneers!
Funded by ONDCP.
Coming up August 6th at the Red Rooster in Genola, it's the 5th annual Red Rooster Summer Bash. The meat raffle starts at 2 p.m. as usual, and there's also a beanbag toss tournament. It's double elimination, $10 per person, two-person teams, with cash prizes for the top three teams. There will also be DJ music from 4 until 9 p.m. by Austin Goodtime Entertainment, and the Gregory James Band takes the stage from 9 to 1. And they'll also have an outside bar. That's Saturday, August 6th, the 5th annual Red Rooster Summer Bash. And don't forget, bring in your Region 8C program and get 2-for-1s on your first drink.
Morgan Shepherd will face the new pitcher, Sean Lanners, with Ben Bozer going over to third base. And the first pitch, low. Lanners to Shepherd. This was added a run here in the bottom of the sixth. Bases loaded, two outs. It's now 8-0 Lightning. Another pitch low, 2-0. 5 2/3 as a starting pitcher today for Ben Bozer. 10 hits allowed, 4 strikeouts, 4 walks, 3 hit batters responsible for the 3 runners. Rolled foul off the foot of Morgan, 2-1. Morgan is 0-for-3. He has popped to first, grounded to first, popped to short. He and Drew Boland, the only Lightning players without a hit so far. Here's one to this dirt again. 3 balls and a strike to Morgan Shepherd. Miller on deck. The windup in the pitch. Rolled foul. Full count to Shepherd. Runners will take off. 4 in the first, 2 in the third, 1 in the fourth, 1 so far in the sixth for Nisswa to build an 8-0 lead. The payoff pitch, runners go, fouled away. First base, it is out of play. Travis, the catcher, hustling over, but just past the fence on the first base dugout side. Three and two to Morgan Shepherd. Trying to finish this one off is Lanners. Popped up center. Long run for Egan. Back is Gertz. Lane will get there and make the catch. That ends things in the sixth. A run. A hit. 3 left. After 6, Nisswa leads Buckman 8-0.
The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities, from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls, and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying, go Pioneers!
Great new changes are happening with Verizon. We want you to know about it. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer. Verizon has new plans for you with more data and more features. Now you can get carryover data, which allows you to carry over any unused data for 1 month. Plus, when you're on the XL plans or larger, use your minutes, texts, and data in Mexico and Canada for no additional charge. Stop in today and talk to us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Activation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees may apply.
If you're looking for a great place to stop for one fast one or to spend an evening, keep the Silver Bullet Bar in Genola in mind. Pool and darts are available for the gamers, all your favorite cold beverages, whether it's bottled, on tap, or mixed drinks or shots. And if you're hungry, the Silver Bullet Bar has daily food specials, with Tuesdays set aside for pizza night, and Thursdays, it's wings. So stop on by to the Silver Bullet Bar in Genoa.
Mark Call ready to lead off the top of the seventh inning for Buckman. Matt Kasperson is in the game at second base, replacing Brett Jenkins. 8-0 Nisswa. Here's the first pitch, and it's tapped foul by Mark, 0-1. A strikeout and a foul out to the catcher by Mark so far. DeShane has blanked the Billy Goats on four hits, two of those in the first inning. Joe Call singled in the second, the only hit since then, a two-out hit to left by Sean Lanners in the fifth. Four strikeouts, no walks, 62 pitches. Swing and a pop-up right side, behind first. And this is Kasperson. Fair ball catch. Nice play by Matt. One down. Brings up Buckman right fielder Noah Boser. Noah's flown to left, flown to right. Leadoff man gone here. Buckman's got the leadoff man on only once, and it was Joe Call's single in the second. Boser takes one low for a ball. Noah Boser and then Joe Call do up for Buckman in the top of the seventh inning. They're down 8-0 to Nisswa. Rolled foul into the dugout. Nice play, Matt Kummet. 1-1. Drafty from the Brewers. Left-handed hitting Boser awaits. Watches it low and outside. 2-1. Noah played in the high school All-Star baseball series this spring for the North team. Ground ball to second. One hop, Kasperson. Two down.
And now that is the perfect go.
And now Joe Call has a single and a line out to right. Two quick outs here for right-hander Nate DeShane. On deck becomes Zach Lanners and Joe Call, who will become the Piers boys basketball coach this winter. Takes ball one. And a fastball just outside. 2-0. 69 pitches. This is number 70. Pop foul. 2-1 now to Joe. Back and out of play. Since Joe Call singled leading off the second, .16 out of .17 retired by DeShane. 3-1 pitch. Well, you can forget about that. A walk. Two out walk puts Call on base for Zach Lanners, who has struck out and grounded out.
Zach Lanners.
A two-out walk, first issued by DeShane. We're in the top of the seventh inning at Piers Legion Park. Upsilon Avon to come yet. Lanners takes one inside underneath the hands for a ball. 1-0. DeShane delivers. Pfister behind third. That is finding the grass. Call will round and hold a base hit. First and second now as Lanners got sawed off but muscled it into left. And it'll bring up the pitcher, Sean Lanners. hit number 5 for the Billy Goats.
Now that the pitcher, Josh Lanners.
Lanners has bounced into a second to short to first double play and singled. Rifled one to left last time up with two outs. Waves at a curveball, 0-1. That base hit was in the fifth inning. One strike, Egan on deck. Shane checks Joe Call, the lead runner. Throws a fastball that swung on and missed, 0-2. Nisswa 8, Buckman nothing. Two away in the top of the seventh inning. McElfresh plays behind Zach Lanners at first. Breaking ball, missed low, 1-2. Leaning over, looking in is Nate DeShane. Nods his head. Two looks to second. Checked his swing, didn't go. It's 2-2 as the ball broke down at the feet of Lanners. Sean's batting eighth here for Buckman. Again a 2-2 pitch. Popped up, shortstop side. Pipcorn is there. Has it, and that's the end of the top of the seventh inning. No runs, one hit, two men left. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Nisswa leads Buckman 8-0.
Got that hungry feeling? Need a place to spend a night out with friends? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Patrick's Bar and Grill in Piers is the place. They feature a delicious menu. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Daily lunch specials, bologna days on Thursdays, pizza, wings, and great drink specials during sporting events. Patrick's also has cash drawings each Friday and Saturday night. Golfers, softball players, bowlers, everybody's welcome. Stop in today to Patrick's Bar and Grill on Main Street in Piers. The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
Bottom of the seventh inning, it'll start with third baseman Torrey Miller leading off an inning for the third time. He's the number 8 batter in the order. He has singled twice, walked, scored a run. Nisswa 8, Buckman nothing. Draftee from the Brewers, Matt Cummett, begins to loosen up in the pen for Buckman. 8-9-1, Kasperson on deck. Here's the pitch, and Miller takes it across for a strike. From Lanners, who faced Morgan Shepherd and got him to pop out to end the sixth in relief of Ben Bozer. Here's the one strike pitch. Low. 1-1. 8 runs, 10 hits for Nisswa. No runs, 5 hits for Buckman. The difference, really, the length of the hits. 5 singles for Buckman, 3 home runs for Nisswa. That pitch is low. 2-1 now to Miller. Fastball in the air to center. 3-hit game for Torrey Miller. Another sharp base hit. A third leadoff single in the game. Drew Boland's probably worrying about his job security as a leadoff batter. Here's Matt Kasperson, the new second baseman for Nisswa. And now we're sitting there where one swing could walk off this ball game. With a man on base and an 8-run lead. Kasperson batting now for the first time. Matt watches inside from Lanners. That's the 11th lightning hit. Kummet now starting to warm up more in earnest. He's up on top of the mound. Playing catch with Zach Lanners. Sean Lanners' pitch lined to left center. Base hit. Egan on a hop over in the gap and checking up at second is Miller. First and second for Drew Boland. Back-to-back hits in the seventh inning. And the game-ending run is at first base. Bolin now. He has walked, been hit by a pitch, grounded out, and flown out. Scored a run. Scored on a Deshane sixth inning single. Nobody out here in the bottom of the seventh inning for Nisswa. And Lanners misses low for ball one. A Nisswa win. They go back to the state tournament, joining Fort Ripley. And half of Region 8's entrance will be completed. Up high, 2-0 to Boland with Schumer on deck. Avon and Uppsala due up next. And the 2-0 Lanners pitch. Into right, base hit, down the line. That scores Miller. Boland to second with a double, and it is a 9-0 lead. And now the ending run is at third base on Boland's RBI double. Three straight hits, it's a 9-0 lead. As Boland picks up his first base hit. First base open. A home run, a walk, and then strikeouts the next two times up for Luke Schumer. Infield's in. And a breaking ball is in for a strike. 9-0 Nisswa. We might be done in moments. Here's the windup and the pitch. Breaking ball misses wide. Ball and a strike to Luke Schumer. With Pipcorn on deck, the 1-1 Lanners pitch. A little bit low. 2-1 to Luke. Infield in. If Kasperson scores, the game ends on the 10-run rule. Ground ball, base hit, ball game. Schumer sends one into right, and Nisswa wins the ball game. It's a 10-0 victory, and Nisswa is headed back to the state tournament as they blank Buckman 10-0.
It's baseball season, and when it comes to getting a good night's sleep, don't swing and miss. You need to make a visit to Cloud9 Mattress Superstore in Waite Park. Once there, you'll run into a stress-free, no-pressure shopping environment. You may have shopped at a big box store previously. Don't make the same error twice. They have over 20 years in the mattress industry and are one of Central Minnesota's favorite mattress stores. They're located in the Riverwood Mall, just 1.5 miles west of Crossroads Mall on Division Street, just past the Parkwood Theater and next to Anton's. So when you're ready to hit the hay and catch some Z's, remember Cloud9 Mattress Superstore in Waite Park.
Well, we have our second consecutive 7-inning shutout. This one goes 10-0, Nisswa over Buckman. 10 runs, 14 hits, no errors for the Lightning. No runs, 5 hits, no errors for the Billy Goats. Complete game win for Nate Deshane. Ben Bozer takes the loss. Sean Lanners works an 1/3 of an inning. 4 in the first, a solo shot by Luke Schumer. 3-run homer by Whitweer made it 4-0. Jeremiah Pipcorn's 2-run homer in the third, 6-0. Pipcorn drove in a run with a ground out in the fourth to increase the lead to 7. RBI single by Deshane in the sixth made it 8-0. And then back-to-back run scoring hits from Boland and Schumer. Schumer's ends it as Miller and Kasperson scored the 9th and 10th runs. Nisswa 10, Buckman 0. And so it will be the Buckman Billy Goats against the Sobieski Skis next Saturday in Freeport at 4 o'clock at the state tournament play-in game. Nisswa advances. They get their division rivals, Fort Ripley, Saturday night down in Freeport at 7. Lastrup now will await the winner of Avon and Uppsala as the grounds crew is out. one more game this weekend, and that's up next. The Avon Lakers, the Uppsala Blue Jays, about 7:30 for that ball game. So 10-0 Nisswa, headed to the state tournament once more. We'll be back 7:30 for the Blue Jays and Lakers on You Are There Sports.